Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, well, well. Wow. Team USA is locked in and ready for the FIBA Men's World Cup in the Philippines, Japan, Indonesia, all together. Meanwhile, NBA teams, well, we're about a month away, a little bit more than a month away from training camps, and we're continuing our preseason team-by-team prediction series today with the Central Division with writer and podcaster Justin Rowan on today's episode. I am Miles Gray.
And I am Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack Applebee's.
A three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No, showtime. What you got, Giannis?
What's up?
Justin.
It's us. We're here. It's true.
We here. We made it. And we're here with Justin Rowan, you know, host of the Chase Down Pod, part of the Cavs media family. You know, we were going to be talking about the Cavs, which you can help illuminate many things for me because I have a bit of a one-track mind today, and we'll get to that as we break down all the teams. But how are you, Justin? What's new? What's good?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys so much for having me back. A lot of fun. I'm looking forward to doing a little more preview content. I mean, there's so little news. Like, there's the potential for news, right? Like, you got the Damian Lillard, James Harden thing kind of hovering in the ether, but there's nothing
Joel
actually
Embiid,
happening.
Potentially.
Yeah, there's a great point. Maybe he gets traded to a Central Division team. Who knows? There's just not a whole lot going on. But I do think that the Central Division is really interesting to talk about. So I'm excited to be on with you guys.
Well, yes,
that makes one of us, man. This division looks like a snooze fest to me.
Not for me. My mouth is watering as a Lakers fan. Where I see some future Lakers out there that I will just become immediately announced.
I will say the conversation that we had before Justin joined, before we started rolling, was one of the most toxic things I've ever heard from a Lakers fan. And that's saying a lot.
That's saying a lot. Thank you.
It is locker.
Wow, thank you.
Laker fandom toxicity on a whole new level listening to this man talk about some other players, some players from other teams.
Well, they're really our players that are just sort of, we're catching them on the timeline where they're not currently on the Lakers.
They just don't know it yet. Absolutely. That's what it really is.
They're wearing the wrong jersey in the picture. That's it. And we'll sort that out over time. But yeah.
I think I just met my future ex-wife. That's the Lakers energy.
For real, right? Yeah. What are we starting with? Team USA?
When did you start out as a Cavs fan?
Oh, God. Yeah, that would have been like 2002, maybe like right around just before LeBron. And then it just kind of got more intense over the years. But yeah, it's been a long time coming. And it looks like they have one of the best teams that they've had in the time that I've been a fan. So I'm pretty excited for what the season might bring.
Not according to Vegas. Vegas thinks they're going to be worse than last year.
Yeah.
Which seems to be, like a lot of their takes on teams that did well last year. They're like, not this year. They're going to stink.
Just bored with all that success that they had. You know, the one playoff win, they got fat off of that, and you're just not going to get that same effort anymore.
Before you joined, Super Producer Jabari was saying that one of the first game you ever attended in Cleveland was 2009 LeBron Shaq. The LeBron Shaq season. I had totally memory hold that. I did not remember that Shaq ever played with LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah. My first Cavs game that I attended live was 2009. It was that season. It was actually in Minnesota. Devontae Weston playing that game because he had the shotgun in a guitar case incident.
Desperado, we call that.
Yeah, got to see Shaq, got to see Big Z and all those guys. And then the first game that I saw in Cleveland was actually LeBron's last game in Cleveland as a member of the Heat. So that was kind of cool to check out. But been traveling to see them for a long time from up here in Canada.
Right. What was the energy like in that game?
That game was wild. The unfortunate thing, every time I fly down to Cleveland, someone gets hurt. Like then the night before, and unfortunately for me, that stretch it was Kyrie. He tore his shoulder. So it still was a close game. Dion Waiters going off, a lot of fun there. Lakers legend Dion Waiters. the next year when I flew down, Kevin Love got his arm torn out of its socket by Kelly Olynyk the night before my flight. I've gone down for the opening weekend the last 2 years in Cleveland, and Garland has gone hurt both times. So, you know, I'm really a bad luck charm. The 1 year that I didn't fly down was 2016, and they won a championship. So
maybe
the Cavs just got to keep me at arm's length at all times.
Yeah, because this seems like a very lucrative opportunity. Either the Cavaliers as a franchise will actively pay you to keep you from visiting the city, or rival teams will wine you and dine you, fly you across the globe because you have this
special gift. Just to get you. Do you think it would work if you were just in the same city, or you think you need to be in the game or at least planning to go?
Yeah. I think I need to have the game tickets. We should A/B test this. Negotiating to get as much as possible here.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to try to shortchange myself on this opportunity.
Every time it happens, I'm sitting courtside.
Every single time.
It's the weirdest thing.
And it's first five. Obviously, I fly first class, 5 stars only for the hotel. But anyway, that's me.
All right. Should we get into, are you guys watching any of the FIBA B-ball?
I'm watching highlights. I haven't.
Yeah, mainly highlights.
I've seen the highlights, but that's been about it.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure that's the only way that international basketball is allowed to be consumed, whether with Wembanyama or these international games.
That's what Twitter's done to us.
Yeah, I think that's the only way it's available. But
it's hard to get even Team Canada highlights here. You know, the sports stations are too busy showing like high school hockey instead of, you know, actually broadcasting those games. So that's always a little bit discouraging.
Yeah. Are they really prioritizing? They're not prioritizing high school hockey.
Not hockey, but they will put highlight shows on instead of those games. So
wow. They're like Winnipeg Jets, greatest bloopers. I'm like, what?
Exactly.
Why?
You got to ask them. I've only been complaining about it basically my whole life.
Right. Hey,
I will say from the highlights I've seen, Anthony Edwards.
Yeah,
we've been talking about that. There was like something towards the end of last season that it seemed like he figured out on defense. he already was just like getting what seemed to be like on a steady uptick continuum of like just getting better and better on offense. But like on defense, he was like doing these like weird like steals and like pass interceptions that like I'd never seen somebody do before, and like using his athleticism on defense in a weird way that was very exciting to me. So we had our eye on him, and he's been looking really good for Team USA.
Mm-hmm. He's looked great, and Halliburton's looked good too. Our Central Division star, Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah. I like that guy.
For now. We'll say. We'll just say for now.
Because that's some of the toxicity that I missed out on.
He looks good. He looks good to me.
His Miles' mouth is watering, and his tongue like did just unroll out of his mouth.
You already missed your window of a team not valuing him enough. You missed the chance to get him from the Kings. I think it's going to be a little bit harder now.
We'll see. We'll see about that. But I guess, hey, let's dive in to our Central Division over-under prediction, shall we?
Yeah. I will just say the other thing, FIBA, I'm now interested because I noticed like a lot of the talking heads aren't picking the USA. Like they're like the USA, I don't think would even be the favorite. And then in the international ranking, they're the second ranked team in the world. So, you know, the USA is underdogs. You can't say that a lot in basketball. So it'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I'm being a toxic Lakers fan. Basketball.
No, you haven't suffered like I have all the psychic damage that brings you here. So you're fine. You're fine.
Psychic damage as a Lakers fan?
I'm telling you.
What have you struggled through?
Oh, when we signed LeBron? I was like, we don't need this guy. We're storied enough without him. What is this? We don't need to just be some, you know, hole you punch on your card to say you played for the storied Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, yeah, that must have been difficult. I'm sure as a Cavs fan, Justin, that you can identify that must have.
Oh, yeah.
You must feel for him. All right, so we're going to go through Central Division. We're going to do some overs. We're going to do some unders.
Mm-hmm.
The Cavs, they have... So last year, the Cavs went 51-31 in the regular season. Had a bad postseason. I would say that's the wrap for this division. Had a bad postseason. The Central Division did not acquit itself that well in the postseason. But the Cavs, for this year, their over-under is right at where they are, but a half game under where they were last year. 50.5
Brave.
Wins with players who are only on the upside of their career. They also got my man Georgius Niang from the Sixers, who I love. Like he was a bucket. Like he would come in, he would not make mistakes, and he got better and better and was a really strong shooter by the end. That I see no problems. I see no reason that the Cavs shouldn't just keep getting better.
Yeah, me either. I think last year the Cavs were among the league leaders for injured games missed, and Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland were playing through a lot of injuries last year. And one of the biggest issues they had was depth. They just didn't have enough guys to go to, and I think that was a contributing factor in the Knicks series. You look through the first five games of that series, and the starting lineup did have a positive net rating in that series. They just didn't have guys to go to, and that was with them playing poorly. Like Darius Garland had that game where he was like 0-for-30. Donovan Mitchell outside the first game was probably their third best guard after that point behind Garland and LeVert. Evan Mobley played terribly. Jared Allen had a strong first two games, and then after that just was kind of out of the mix. But they didn't have depth and they didn't have shooting.
What was going on with Mitchell in the postseason? Because he has been good in the his rookie year, he was really good in the postseason. He's had really good postseason games. The last 2 years, he's been bad in the postseason. Has he been injured? What's going on with that man?
I think sometimes we were spoiled as Cavs fans of having LeBron, you know, where it's just every single playoff series you can expect them to show up. When you're dealing with a guard, it's just a little bit different, right? Like the things defenses can do to you are different. And I think really you need to have that front court playmaker that makes things easier. Otherwise, defenses are always going to be able to take away someone that's under, you know, 6'5". And for Donovan Mitchell, you know, he's had good series. He's had bad series. The last two haven't been good. I know he was playing with a splint on his left hand, but he was playing great towards the end of the regular season, even with that dislocated finger. So I don't think it's necessarily that. I just
think
with
70 last season. I can't remember. Like, I don't think I did that very often in my career playing basketball. Put up 70 in a single game.
You did.
Like, that's pretty rare.
Jack,
for me.
You did. Remember?
Maybe a couple times. Maybe a couple, but it was rare. But yeah, I think he just missed some shots that he normally would make, and Evan Mobley struggling to the extent he did really didn't help things, and they were just congested. And I thought a lot of the times too, it wasn't like the Donovan Mitchell show where he was taking over and everyone else was kind of standing around. He was trying to keep guys involved, and it seemed like there was indecision there. I think things are going to be a lot easier. They went out and they added two of the best shooters on the free agent market in both Max Strus and George Niang. They added Ty Jerome, you know, a 6'5 guard that they can play alongside. Either of those guards, he can shoot. Damian Jones is a nice depth piece at center, although I don't think he's really going to be part of the rotation. So when you look at how injured they were last year, the amount of depth that they added, the fact that, you know, Evan Mobley's 22, Isaac Okoro's 22, Jared Allen just turned 25, Garland's 23, right? Like, these are all guys that probably should get a bit better. So I'm pretty comfortable saying the over here. I don't think it's just me being a homer, although there's a lot of homer sprinkling in a lot of my takes.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, but look, that take came straight out of Springfield, but you think you're going to best 51? Like, do you see it going far beyond? Like, when you look at 50 and a half, you're like, I think we can add a couple games. You think you're just right, or like, it's right around there?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I have them around 55, 56 wins this year. I think that they're better positioned. I don't think it's necessarily going to be a massive regular season leap. I think they easily could have got there last year. They had a few games that were blown and, like I said, a lot of injuries. But I don't think they're going to jump up to like a 60-win team or anything like that. I think they might approach the regular season a little differently, try some things out. But I just think they're so much deeper now, and I'm just such a believer in the talent that they do have. I think Garland can make that leap from, you know, an all-star snub to being in even the all-NBA conversation. So I'm pretty high with where he can go and where this team can go if I'm correct about how good this core is.
Strus is a nice addition. It's going to be interesting, like, seeing how these Miami Heat players who kind of came out of nowhere and were suddenly like really reliable, right, like how they actually look this year for, you know, you guys, or, you know, Gabe Vincent on the I forget where he ended up.
It's fine. It's a storybook team called the Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah.
I was going to say some small market franchise that doesn't get any shine.
Yeah, exactly. And I just, one day we'll get the respect we deserve. Yeah.
All right. The Bulls are giving under, moving on.
They're giving you under.
They're giving me under. I don't know. The Bulls are just kind of a bummer. We were talking about it before the show, and there wasn't a whole lot to not be bummed out about.
Just, I mean, hearing Lonzo Ball, you know, talk about just being like, then they, I feel bad for the GMs. You know, they tried to build something.
Yeah.
Like, build something around me, and now my knee is just ceased to exist.
It's
a cartilage transplant, right? I'm like, that's sounds very complex, and I'm not sure what that means for him long term. And that's why it feels like just doubly sort of heartbreaky, because I really like Lonzo.
It's serving heartbreaky.
Yeah, it's giving heartbreak. It's yeah. I mean it exactly.
Yeah, I'm bummed with the Bulls, and I also think that they got potential to kind of blow things up too, right? Like you joke about future Lakers. I think you look at someone like DeMar DeRozan, I could see something like that happening. I could see the Knicks going after Zach LaVine. There's been rumored interest there, right? If things aren't going well for the Chicago Bulls, like, I just don't think that they can kind of toil in the middle. I believe they finally own their own pick this year after giving up, you know, the last two lottery picks for Vucevic. They're just in a position to actually kind of hit the reset button, and that would be beyond the fact that I just don't think this roster is good to begin with, I think the potential to blow this up is the reason why I'd go under with them.
Okay. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back because I've got a real puzzler. We got two hot takes. One's coming from the Bucks and the other, the Pacers, which we're just of different opinions of who their best player actually plays for. We'll be right back.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And last year, the Milwaukee Bucks, who have a guy by name Giannis Antetokounmpo on their team, they went 58-24 in the regular season. You may remember they lost to the Heat in the first round. Everybody was like, "These guys stink," and you know, a lot of the focus was on how Bucks completely melted down. So the over-under for them, they have them 3 or 5 games worse than last season, which I get that, like, they didn't look good in the postseason, but they've shown what they can do in the postseason. I feel like this is... I don't know why they're this much worse. I don't understand the argument here, other than if you think that just the fact that two of their stronger pieces are at that point in their career where they're getting slightly worse instead of slightly better season to season with, like, Chris Middleton and, you know, Brooke Lopez. But it feels like too much of a drop off to me.
I don't get it, because Middleton missed, like, the majority of last year, and wasn't good. Like, Milwaukee, when you look at the top of the Eastern Conference, or like the top six, I think Milwaukee and Cleveland are basically the only Knicks as well. they're the only teams that didn't get worse, right? Like the Bucks, basically, it's a push. They kept all their guys. But I don't think that they got worse in any way. If you have a full season, Middleton being healthy, I think that that's helpful. Malik Beasley, I thought, was a nice little addition. You know, they've got some guys that can improve from inside. And like, they took it easy last year and Middleton this time. I just don't see why you would have them this low. I don't think the rest of the East has improved enough to really justify this. Because I think the only way you get here is if there's just such parity in the Eastern Conference that all of a sudden, you know, there's no standout team. There's no one that wins 55 games. I think the Bucks have a clear path to be the one seed in the East.
Yeah, this would be my lock. And I know, like, this is a podcast that gambling sharps come to for our shrewd takes on what to bet on. But this feels pretty like a really safe, not safe, but I mean, I don't know. It just feels very way, way low to me. We'll see. I feel like Giannis is going to be pissed off. I feel like Middleton will probably be better. We'll see. Unless he's just like falling off a cliff and like it's over for him. But I don't know why that would be.
Even if he's like fallen off like 20% from what he was at his best, that's better than, you know, 50 games of Grayson Allen starting instead of Chris Middleton, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like bootleg version of himself is still an improvement from what they dealt with most of last year.
Yeah. All right, and then we have the two teams that Vegas actually thinks could improve this year. We got the Pacers going from 35 wins up to 37.5 wins. I assumed this was based on, you know, Halliburton continuing to improve. But Miles, you were saying that Halliburton doesn't even play for them.
No, Tyrese Halliburton is a Laker. We've seen this already. I was watching Team USA in very brief clips on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I see the chemistry between him and Austin Reeves, and it is nailed on. So I just want to, you know, warn the Pacers front office, prepare yourself. We're going to figure out what kind of, you know, deal we can make here. But I figure some late first rounders and a signed DJ Mbega jersey, and we can get this thing moving.
We're going to wine you. We're going to dine you. We're going to 39 you, as in offer you the 39th pick in the NBA draft.
I mean, you know, it's a big TV market, too. You know, something to think about. Right. And I just think there's just a lot of good stuff on it. There's a lot on offer for him. And I think
a shoe deal. You want a shoe deal, son?
You want a shoe deal? You want a billboard? Because we can hook you up. Okay.
Oh my God.
And here's the thing. We've got it all, baby. And I don't know what this Indiana Pockers, whatever this club he's with now, but all you got something. You got a lot of admirers in Los Angeles.
So this
is
actually happening like online as people have watched Austin Reeves and Halliburton like play well off of each other in FIBA like warm up games. Everyone's like, I mean, do I have to even say it? He's gonna be on the Lakers, right?
I mean, that's
like he's already basically a Laker, right?
I love that the implication of, you know, when LeBron, Wade, and Bosch were playing for Team USA, and Dwayne Wade, LeBron, they're all kind of plotting there. The star power, that joint star power that ended up convincing them all to kind of team up and form what they did in Miami. We're assuming the same thing's happening with Austin Reeves Halliburton's just looking into his eyes, being like, man, this guy's
got it. Who's the LeBron James of the modern NBA?
Star.
It's Austin Reeves.
It's Austin Reeves. You see his true shooting percentage? Come on now. This guy.
Austin Reeves is the ball handler that's so good that he put LeBron off ball, right? Like, he wouldn't do that for Dwayne Wade, right? Like, he wouldn't do that for anybody. He wouldn't do that for Kyrie. Austin Reeves is the one that, you know, changed everything. It's shifted the entire NBA landscape. And I guess the question is, like,
thank you.
Can you even have the three ball handlers, right? Like, I think you'd have to go Austin Reeves, Tyrese Halliburton, and find a way to move off of LeBron to let those two shine.
Thank you for saying that, Justin, because I think that's precisely what I've been saying for a long time. I watched the postseason and I said, this guy's booked. Take him out.
Yeah.
Turkey's done. You know what I mean?
You know.
And the rest of the league is your farm.
I said
team.
No. I said they're all feeder teams.
Yeah, it's a feeder system. The NBA is a feeder system to the Lakers dynasty.
The Lakers are not an NBA team.
Cavs have always been willing to take on money for some assets. They'll probably take LeBron off your hands. They'll maybe, you know, a second round pick to swing the deal,
Indiana,
a little cash considerations.
Y'all are losing him anyway.
So just come, just come sit down.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Truly sickening stuff.
Jack, this is what happens when you are
a truly sick man.
When you are paying everybody else's bills for these poverty franchises, you know what I mean? You got to make demands.
By paying their bills, you mean like allowing your team to play there so that they can sell tickets?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to say it like that, but here's the deal. Here's the deal, Jack. Look, I'm sure you got him locked up for maybe 6 years or something like that, but we're gonna figure something out. You know what I mean? We're gonna figure something out. So just come sit down.
Until you do, I'm taking the over because the Pacers had a winning record last year with Haliburton, adding Bruce Brown. They've got depth. Mathurin's going to take a step forward. I got a shout out.
Yeah, Bruce Brown was the one signing that everybody was like, man, it would be great to get Bruce Brown. I think he'd love it to be on the 76ers because everybody seems to love being on the 76ers.
The vibes are immaculate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lakers really thought they were going to get him. It's like fantasy draft when everybody like has the same sleeper, you know? I feel like Bruce Brown was that guy and the Pacers got him.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But, Tyrese, think about it. You know what I mean? We love you.
Yeah.
We love you, man. We love him. We love him, don't we? Yeah.
We love him, don't we, folks?
We love him already. There are already children out here with your jersey. Okay. So just come on home.
Super Producer Jabari said that the Pacers are actually his pick to win the title this year. So,
yeah.
You can take that to the bank, he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said nailed on.
Nailed on. Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but.
The other team that has like where all these wins are coming from, you know, with all the other more noteworthy teams increasing in losses, the teams that are picking up wins, according to Vegas, the Pacers going up 2.5 wins and the Pistons going up 11.5 wins. I did not realize they were 17-65 last year. That is not good, but they, you know, Cade looks great. Thompson looks like he's going to be a good addition, and I don't know. We'll see. Jaden Ivey, we'll see if he kind of progresses. Wiseman was 13-8 through the 24 games that he played in Detroit. So I don't know. I don't know. 11.5 seems like a lot, but when Cade is out there, they do look pretty interesting.
Yeah, this is a hard one for me. Like I'm such a big fan of Cade. I really think that he's a special talent. And the Pistons have guys up and down the roster that I like. That I'm like, oh yeah, this all kind of. I'd like to have that guy on my team. I'd like to have that guy on my team. But altogether, it's just kind of weird. I don't know who's going to get minutes, and especially when you look at the big man rotation. Like if Duren's out there getting, you know, the starters minutes that he should be getting. I think that's awesome. I think you play him with Cade Cunningham. You get kind of that 1-5 pick and roll going. But is he going to lose minutes to Bagley? Is he going to lose minutes to Wiseman? Because they just want to try things out. They just gave Isaiah Stewart basically a Max Strus contract or a little bit more, right? So they have to justify playing him. I just don't know who's going to be playing for this team. I don't know what their motivations are going to be. And I'm worried that they're going to pull kind of the ripcord and you know, try to get one more high pick. Usually when you have this many young guys, you just don't win games. And especially if they move off Bogdanovich, I kind of lean under, but I can see a path to over just because of how good Cade is, but it scares me. I'd stay away.
Yeah, ooh. I would too.
I see. Yeah. 11 could be a lot, but for me in my heart, I just always want to see the Pistons do well. I think that's just me being nostalgic for like late 80s, early 90s NBA stuff. I'm like, they gotta be a team, so please.
Yeah, they were a classic franchise. You ready to make some bold predictions, Justin, for the upcoming NBA season?
Not subdued ones like I just made. Like really, really swing for the
fences.
Like
we want you going hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We want you to get to the asteroid.
I usually go nuanced, but I can come out swinging a little bit.
Okay, yeah. I know you are from Canada, but try and be out of your mind American for a moment, please.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just put on some fake championship rings over here. Let me just go ahead and do that, and then we'll
wow.
Keep going. They're at the desk. They're always at the desk.
I'm sorry, but like when I talk, I really need like 17 rings to put on my hand when I start talking like that. Just and so you can hear them fall off my hands as I gesture. I think that would complete the bit of the unhinged Laker fan.
The CFL one. And Cavs rings. Let's go, baby.
All right. First one. What is your absolute boldest prediction for the upcoming NBA season? Like, it doesn't have to be specific, like, not specific to player or whatever, but just give us something so outlandish that when it happens, people are going to say, you know what? Justin said that on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties.
Embiid gets traded.
What?
Cool. That was actually, Jabari. Like, so Jabari has been consistent.
Yeah.
So producer Jabari, producer of this show, has been consistent since the end of, like, the season, before anybody was talking about it. He was like, you know what, Jack? I got a pretty crazy idea. I think Embiid's going to get traded. I think he's gone. And I did not like it when he said that. Still don't like it.
Your computer.
But he keeps bringing it up like I've forgotten. Like, so today, before we recorded, he was like,
hey, guess what I was thinking about?
Yeah, no, he said it like that.
He was like, you know what? I was just thinking... You remember how I said that before? I thought he was going to be like, so now I don't think that because of this piece of news. He was like, I've come back to it. I was like, yeah, man, you can assume that I think you think that.
Just moving forward, that's just an understanding between you two.
The speed at which the 76ers are falling apart, like, I don't know how bold this prediction is. It's like that plane crash video where... Like being like, I bet the other wing falls off after the first one fell off.
Right.
It's like, yeah, man, things are falling apart at a rapid pace here. This is not good. So anyways, I appreciate the sentiment. I do think people are going to go wild. I don't know. Do the Knicks have a lot of picks to trade back? Like, have they kept 10.
Yeah, they've got like just a ridiculous amount of first round picks.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. The Sixers.
Okay. I'm warming up.
We'll just go back to, you know.
and you know, at the end of the day, like Daryl Morey thinks that, you know, centers should just be like Clint Capella, you know, like seen but not heard from, like children in the 20s. So I think, he find a rim running five. Maybe it's Mitchell Robinson along with RJ Barrett and some picks. That might make him happy as well.
Yeah. And me as a Sixers fan. By the way, I am fully out on the Sixers the second they trade Embiid. I was only in it for the Embiid, that I liked them so long as they had Embiid. I am 100% out.
So would you just return to just being like a LeBron fan, or do you think
probably just a LeBron fan?
Another
And you would even like they, it would be like seasonal, you know?
Yeah,
like, I would get into a certain team each season.
This is where you do the inevitable transition to I've ascended the fandom and have died inside. I no longer need fandom, but I merely love the game. Like, you think you'll get to that point?
Yeah, I might still root for Embiid if he like goes to the Knicks.
I mean, like, in a Knicks jersey, I kind of like that look.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, yeah. My dad was an assistant for the Knicks when they had Ewing, like something about like a Knicks team with like a powerful center, like a really good point guard. There's something exciting about that.
Yeah,
I just love the idea that your backup plan. Okay, I know how I'm going to kind of salvage my fandom here. My backup plan is to go root for a guy that's going to retire in a year or two.
Oh, LeBron. Yeah. I know exactly. I like rooting for the Lakers. It's fun. The fans are like that. Some of the
best people, right?
Sickest humans that I've ever met.
Exactly. But like, that's what I've been saying. We're so sick, bro. We're sick. That's what I've been saying.
What I mean.
Yeah. Go on, yeah. Man.
But I'm not, by no means am I a diehard Sixers fan. So I am a die easy Sixers fan, and I will die so easily. I will die like one of those children in the 20s so easily if you trade Embiid. So
during your
just
shift,
FYI,
during your shift at the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory.
Exactly. But I'm one of the ones who goes before the fire just from a cough.
Man.
All right.
Shout out that reference.
What team do you think has the biggest increase in wins over last year?
Ooh. I actually think it's going to come from the Eastern Conference. I think it's either going to be Indiana, you know, fully healthy season, add Bruce Brown. I could see them jumping all the way up, or Orlando. I like, you know, another team that started winning towards the back half of the year. I think that they can make a big leap.
Okay. Okay. Next one. Where are, Jack, do you want to finish the pronunciation of this one? Where are
Pascal Siakam,
James Harden, and Dame Lillard playing on opening night? And do they finish the season in those respective locations?
I'm going to say Miami for Dame. Real bold, real crazy.
Now, where'd you come up with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Use ChatGPT to figure that one out?
You know what? It's one of those things where, mm-hmm. like, we can like get creative and be like, oh, well, what if Toronto, you know, makes a move?
Right. Minnesota. Yeah.
Predictable stuff happens, man. It's the NBA. Like, that's right. Always how it plays out. Harden, I think, is actually going to start the season in Philly. I don't think it's going to end there, but I would assume Philadelphia.
But it does say playing on opening night, and he will not be playing.
He will not be playing. Yeah, maybe he will. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll be wearing a fat suit underneath.
Yeah. Like he'll be doing it sarcastically.
What he's going to do to not get fined is he'll go through kind of the pregame warmups and then just like fake fall in the layup line, like slip. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, my ankle's a little bit sore.
Yeah.
And just go from there.
Or did you see he does a thing like just he's trolling out there on the court. If you remember The Office, the basketball episode when like Michael's all pumped up because Stanley is black and he's like, oh, he's going to be balling. And then he starts dribbling and he's like, oh, no. He had this like style. He like had a handout. Harden's like, okay, you want me out there? Well, this is what you get. Well, yeah. I don't know what to do with this dang thing.
I haven't really been paying attention to the Siakam rumors. Is it where is he expected to go?
That's the weirdest thing. It seems like he's having a hold in basically, like that he wants to like demand a trade to the Raptors and Toronto doesn't want to give him an extension. I don't know. I saw Atlanta come up. I assume he starts the season in Toronto just because
Atlanta could be interesting.
Masai just likes to, you know, keep too much value.
Yeah. Okay.
Masai turned down a trade for Tyrese Maxey for Kyle Lowry. Like this is what he does. He's not moving anyone.
Yeah. All right. And do you have a wild card title prediction? You think it's going to anybody?
You know, title's tough. You know what? Let's go Bucks. Bucks get back and win the championship. I think people are writing them off a little too soon. I think Giannis is going to come back motivated. The back and forth conversation of who the best player is between him and Jokic, I think Milwaukee's going to get it this year.
The title returns to the cinch.
Who's in that finals, do you think? You think it'd be Nuggets?
Milwaukee-Denver. Milwaukee, okay. Denver. I think Denver gets back there again.
That'll be something. Ooh.
Like to see somebody beat them
not
in
bold,
a
not
playoff
spicy,
series.
But you know what? I think 2-1 seeds in both conferences are going to make the NBA finals.
Very bold.
I did a spit take over on this then. So.
I did see that, but for our audio listeners, they might have missed it.
Yeah, you might have missed it.
It just dribbled out. Hit mute.
Yeah, all right. Should we take a quick break and then come back and do the fastest segment in podcast basketball
history?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season.
This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
And Justin.
Ooh, you fool.
You are in for it. You've really stepped in it this time, friend. Yep. It's the rapid fire to close it out segment of basketball show. Miles Jack got Matt Boosties.
Thank you.
This is the third podcast we recorded today. My brain no longer working. So fast, Miles.
So tell, fast, so furious. Justin, you already Justin, know. You've done fast, it once. You've done it again.
How fast is it, though, man?
It's like, look, I could care less about my co-host struggling. I just want to quiz you right now.
Oh,
I just
want
to quiz you, okay? Wow. So, Justin, this is the fastest segment in sports podcasting history. We're going to ask you a question.
I care less about the team struggling.
We're going to ask you a question. You just send it right back. No bloviating, no expanding, none of that. Just get it. Just efficient. And if we start rambling on, you got to cut us off because we have to keep the title of fastest sports questioning segment in all sports podcasting history, okay?
Okay, I'll keep you guys accountable.
All right, thank you so much, Justin. Here we go. Brian, start the clock.
Let's go.
You going first or am I going first?
Come on.
You go
Come
first,
on. All right, you can go. I'm over. It's over for me.
All right, but you it's go over for me, hose. Justin, ESPN recently decided to rework their NBA crew. Obviously, Jeff Van Gundy, Mark Jackson being let go with Mike Brooks, covering alongside Mike Breen. Let's just get to it. Who is your dream in-game commentary team? You can assemble whoever. I'm talking about anybody. Doesn't even have to be from the NBA cinematic universe. It can be just three minds or
drunk
whatever minds.
Joe Namath. It could be drunk Joe Namath.
Yes. No, Joe Namath, Susie Colbert, and who else?
I want, I'm going to have Mike Breen. I'm going to keep him there. We need someone to keep us on track. Rasheed Wallace. I want Rasheed in there and Richard Jefferson. I'm sticking in the NBA universe. I can't think too fast. I want to keep the answers fast, but that's my three.
Wow. Mm. Okay.
Okay. Any non-NBA people you'd want to bring in?
Like
super comedians,
out there.
Anybody fun? People.
Someone you've done a podcast with?
I've had a long day too. My brain isn't working. I don't even know anyone that's not in the NBA.
He just hit
I'm just
the...
so hyper-specialized.
Just got hit with the medieval times. Look, I got a lot of tables, man. Answer from cable guy.
Oh, wait. He's telling me to he's giving me the wrap it up finger. All right. Best NBA city in terms of food choices and what's your go-to dish?
Ooh. Well, I'm going to get love with Cleveland. We're going Cleveland, Mabel's.
Oh, good.
Barbecue.
I was hoping you would say that. What's the dish?
We're going Mabel's just outside of the stadium, and I'm getting the brisket. I love my barbecue.
Yeah. Is it is it pretty fatty? Is it lean, the brisket? It's got that nice
you can,
smoke
you can get
ring
either the
outside?
Fatty or you can get the lean. I always get the fatty.
Hey, Justin, my man. That's what I know. I knew that about you. You like the flavor. Although your cardiologist may not appreciate it.
Oh, no.
But hey, it is what it
despises
is.
Despises me.
I'm always kind of like amazed with how, like, when I eat a fatty brisket, I'm like, that's a lot of, you know what? I'm just going to think of it as flavor. Flavor modules.
All right. Sorry. Texting my wife.
Your brisket broker. Testing my brisket broker.
Were you letting her know how fast this segment has been? How quickly it's going by? You're just like,
leave it, babe. This Justin guy's a speed demon.
You could have any player's skill set for a day. Who are you going with? What skill set are you stealing from them? Like, ooh, Monstars style.
I'm taking Steph's shooting just because I don't want to like break any of my joints or limbs. I'm just going to take shooting because me walking around, you know, just a little bit out of shape, firing away and hitting absolutely everything would just be obnoxious as hell.
Just gnarly. It'd be so cool. Yeah. It's the right answer. It's definitely the right answer. You also raise a good point about, like, have you ever seen that video where it's like a some video game conference and like one of the kids in line starts like dancing to like win a contest? And his leg just breaks because he's just like never jumped before. Like, yeah, you know, he's a gamer. What? So he hasn't like jumped in like it's not like a dramatic break. It's just like he's like jumping and then all of a sudden he like falls down and he's like, I don't know. And then they're like, your leg is broken.
Oh, sir.
So like I feel like my answer, which is like, I would just like to suddenly have Anthony Edwards' athleticism. All of the bones in my body would break.
All of those bones, all those ligaments, like that's still the same. Like you need to land.
Right. Yeah. I think we can adjust it that at that point your body is built to handle. It's not like you're saying, let's put a jet engine on like a Ford Pinto.
But and so just see I have what Anthony happens. Edwards' body?
Well, your body could, you're the current
if I get the body of a pro athlete for one day, basketball's not what I'm doing.
Which one? Who?
Pizzas.
Oh, I'm going out on the town. I'm seeing what I can do as a little bit more handsome than myself.
Yeah.
Even as a married man, my wife would understand.
Yeah. She's like, oh well, I mean, yeah, not everybody's gonna be this beautiful and cut like that. You're a Cavs fan, so I like to ask this of any fan. Give me your favorite deep cut Cavs player. Like throw out a rando. For the band,
Ooh, God, Delonte West was right up there, man. I loved him. I loved him so much. I think he was the perfect combo guard. Obviously, the mental health stuff all sucked in, and I wish him well. But I think he was so underappreciated from those teams.
Mm. Great answer. Yeah. Do you remember? Here's a deep cut for you. Do you remember any of the games from the early 2000s when they would play? I think I asked you this last time, actually, but I'm going to ask it again.
Yeah.
They didn't have actual clips from movies like on the audio, like the drops, you know, that they would play, but they had like soundalikes. So they had one. I went to a Cavs game, one Cavs game, and I will never forget that they, whenever like a call happened that they didn't like, it was really liberally applied. They would play this sound clip that was an Austin Powers soundalike guy going, "Hey, hey, hey, what is this?" And my good friend Sean, who lives in Cleveland, was at the game with me, and we've never stopped talking about that. And like, it's not from anything, you know, it's like get up, you son of a bitch, because Mickey loves you, or you know, like these famous quotes, but they just like made one up. And I don't know if you ever remember that, but I remember it was when they had Zildjurnas Ilgauskas.
See, here's the thing. My first time watching a game in Cleveland was 2014. So I missed out on the movie clip era, unfortunately.
So you didn't see Chris Mim tearing it up with Trajan Langdon?
Those were the days.
You know, those are days where I just daydreamed of watching that instead of actually being able to attend.
Right.
All right. You can place any former Cavs great on next year's roster.
this is the most boring question ever.
Yeah. LeBron James.
Okay, yeah, what Mark Price, guards, Mitchell, Garland, Mobley, Allen, like someone to fill in at small four, man. I just don't know.
Yeah. It's a tough one. Usually we say rapid fire, but we'll let you think on this one.
Yeah.
Because it's tricky.
Give it a think.
You know, like if he wants to, you know, win two rings, match Mike, he can come on a mid-level exception after next year and we can get things going.
There you go.
Man. the small forward position, because that's really what this comes down to. And like that's the amazing thing is when LeBron's not on this team, it's like Alonzo G, Jetty Osman, right? Like Samardo Samuels. Like the small forward rotation's been a little bit rough. So God.
You can also pick Jermaine Jones.
Like Larry Nance Sr. I don't know. Like you run into the shooting issue. I wish Anthony Parker was younger when he was on the Cavs. He'd be a perfect role player. Right. Jamario Moon, let's bring him back. I don't know, man.
Jamario Moon, wow. I mean, we got the deep cut and this question answered in the same one.
It was a bit of an impossible question, though. So apologies for that, because you're like, yeah, take your time, actually, with this one. And ruin our reputation as the fastest moving segment. Yeah. And finally, the most important question, Justin, Jack or Miles?
Ooh.
Yeah! I'm going Jack today.
I think last time I went Miles. What? You're coveting a few too many players.
Covet thy neighbor's division. Roster?
And Jack's going for enough right now. You know, the whole Embiid thing and like...
We lost in the Western Conference Finals terribly. You don't think I'm going through something right now?
You know how much I would give to get to a conference finals?
I don't know. Aren't you supposed to be there every year, at least?
Oh, the second round. Do they keep playing after the second round? I thought that's just where it ended. As a
I thought it ended after the first. I have no idea what went on.
Sure that what everybody's talking about.
Oh, man. Well, always a pleasure having you on, Justin. Where do people find you and check you out and support you and all that stuff?
Yeah, find the Chase Down podcast wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can also find us on Twitter, or not Twitter, X, or YouTube. YouTube under the Cavs YouTube channel. We post the pod on Twitter, X, whatever that is. I'm not used to any of that. It's all stupid. But yeah, wherever you find your podcast, find us there. We have a good time. We're currently going through some team previews, teams that I think are good enough to be in the conversation for missing the play-in in the Eastern Conference. So we're going to have Jackson Frank on tonight to do a Sixers preview. So hopefully we get to have a little more fun at Embiid's expense.
Jack, you tuning in for that?
Yeah, I'll be there
with bells on. You can also make sure you follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at Miles of Gray. Jack, where do they find you?
I'm at Jack_O'Brien on Twitter. X.
Yeah.
Twitter.
We use the biblical names here. And follow hashtag Mad Boosties for show links and updates. And yeah, please make sure you rate and review the show, because we love to see your glowing praise and letting the other people know that this is a fantastic podcast. So we'll see you next week on Miles and Jack Out Mad Boosties. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm
Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.